It's kind of a regular meeting or a normal meeting in time length anyway, but the Presque Isle Marina Harbor Advisory Committee will be presenting to the commission their idea and their plan of how to progress with the reconstruction of Presque Isle Marina in the Upper Harbor. It's been a plan in progress for several years now. You may or may not be aware the marina itself has deteriorated to a point where it needs some huge rebuilding and reconstruction.
Well, it was sort of with that particular marina that it came up. It was a good idea at the time, one of those things, not saying that in a bad context, but in the context of its creation, there wasn't really a plan that was developed, as I understand it, that was really going to look at long term. And here we are several decades later, and now we're right, you're seeing some of the deterioration.
Right. That particular marina fell into a unplanned system of just not being properly maintained. And by that, I mean financially supported over the years, to until it got to a point where it just... when it did need some major repairs, the cost was rather large. And this committee is an advisory committee to the commission, and they have put together a plan and their ideas on how to proceed.
And they'll be presenting that at the meeting coming up on Tuesday. A couple other things that I know are in there with some of the business on new business is also taking a look at some of the playground at Presque Isle Park and a few other things. Tell us a little bit about what's happening with those projects.
Sure. We're in the progress of replacing the children's playground at Presque Isle Park, located on the island. It's in an engineering phase right now, and this particular agenda item is to award that engineering contract for construction of that playground. The other couple items on the agenda that might be of concern, the Safe Routes to School project is about to be awarded or bid out through MDOT. That would be the grant-funded sidewalk system that's been in progress along Altamont Street and Hampton Street leading towards Bothwell Middle School.
Yeah, the goal with that is what? Is to make it easier for kids to walk to school and get there safely?
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, there's a good number of pedestrians that walk to school in that area, that particular school, and traditionally they've been in the streets. Altamont is a relatively busy street on its own, and this particular plan will build a sidewalk along Altamont from the area of the bypass to Hampton, and then west towards Bothwell.
That project, I know there's been a lot of these safe routes projects going on around the area in various school districts, so it's good for parents to know that the kids will be able to get to school a bit safer.
That's right, and it's great for the city and the taxpayers because it's completely grant-funded, too, so it works for both of us.
Also looking at, there's an East Washington Street reconstruction project that you're going to be looking at with an MDOT contract. What is going on with that project?
That's another partially grant-funded plan that we have in effect. It's the one block of East Washington Street from Front Street down to Lakeshore that's being reconstructed. And that includes, sidewalk, curbs, sewers, all the stuff that goes along with that. Again, that's partially grant-funded through MDOT. This particular agenda item, again, awards that contract with MDOT. It puts the city in a position to work with them on this project.
Well, it seems like you said, sort of a relatively basic kind of agenda, which is okay. That means that it's going to be hopefully a relatively quick meeting. I think the big thing, of course, is to hear what this idea is with the Presque Isle Marina. I mean, that particular project for the city creates, whatever it may end up being that is done, you have to look at a whole world of funding options with something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a plan that's been in place and been approved by the commission in theory anyway. The funding is still an issue as to how and where that money will come from. It is partially funded by the Waterways Commission, the Michigan Waterways Commission, so the city does have help there. But, each individual phase or movement in the plan will be approved independently by the commission as we move ahead.